This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos Rav Chaim Yisocho ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, our dear and unforgettable friend. Last week we didn't have a shiur because I was abroad. I was in America traveling. So this week we are back to normal, back to the normal Seder of our Botzes Torah Baruch Hashem. Well, while I was away, probably there were more shiurim than when I am at home, but nevertheless, it's always a simcha to come back to routine. And this week was already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it is only natural that we be oisik in Yonah Deyoyma. And many times before Pesach, I say, Chag HaMatzos has many, many mitzvahs. But the neshama of the Yom Tov is obviously the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim. And in the past, we spoke about this sugi many, many times, but every year we eat the same matzahs, the same morah, we say the same agoda, so it is only natural that Ben Yonah Deyoyma, sometimes we revisit the same sugyas. And today we will have a brief discussion of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim. Well, everybody could understand that Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim on one hand is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but like many, many mitzvahs d'oraisa, primarily the ones that are defined as mitzvot shebedibur, min haTorah there is no clear and specific formulation, and it is Anshei Knesset HaGdola that formulated the various mitzvot shebedibur, exactly what is it that we have to say, what fashion do we have to say it. And this basic rule applies to Birkat HaMazon, VeBirkat HaTorah, and many other mitzvot shebedibur. Min haTorah, we have to give thanks, we have to say something, kol achad lefi tzachut lishono, and it is Anshei Knesset HaGdola that formulated the Siddur, the many bruchas, the many tefillas, and so on. So the question is regarding Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim. Everybody could understand that the formulation of Agoda Shel Pesach is not Min haTorah. Min haTorah, if you skip the paragraph or two, you are still Yoitze. So what is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim? And this comes together with an additional question. There are two psukim, similar in content, but different in their basic formulation. This is a mitzvah which we find in Parshat Ra'eh in Mishneh Torah. Zachorat Yom Hazeh Sheyatzatem Mimitzrayim is in Parshat Bo. And the interpretation of Chazal is these two psukim refer to two different mitzvahs. Zachorat Yom Hazeh Sheyatzatem Mimitzrayim, that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim that we perform every year B'Leil HaSeder. Leman tizkoret yom tzeitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. That is the mitzvah of Zichirat Yitziyat Mitzrayim that rests upon us every day of the year, morning and evening. As we say in Agoda Shel Pesach, Leman tizkoret yom tzeitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha elu hayamim, kol yemei chayecha elu halelot. So it is every day that we have the mitzvah of Zichirat Yitziyat Mitzrayim. And this mitzvah we perform by Birkot Kriyat Shema, Emet V'Yatziv, Birkos Kriyat Shema, morning and evening. The bracha that we say after Kriyat Shema, we mention Yitziyat Mitzrayim. What is the basic difference between the two? Because if we assume, as above mentioned, that the basic formulation of the Haggadah is Midrabanan, so what would be the difference between Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim B'Leil HaSeder and Zichirat Yitziyat Mitzrayim every day of the year Min haTorah? How would we differentiate between the two? And what are the essential components of each to understand Ma Beinehem? So many Talmidim of the great Briskerov, including Rav Arye Pomeranchik in Emek Brocha and many others, quote in the name of the Biskarov, that there are three differences, three basic differences between Zechirat Yitziyat Mitzrayim every day and Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim B'Leil Tezvov Benisan. And the three, according to the Biskarov, are thus. Number one, Derech Shela V'Tshuva. It is quite clear in the Nusach of the Haggadah, HaBen Shohel V'Ha'av Meishiv. And that is why the children ask, Manashtana Halaylo Hazem Kol HaLeilot. And every child that asks the four questions in Yiddish, as many of us will remember, Tate Leben, Ich will dir vier Kashes fragen. And Chazal say, Derech She'ela V'Tshuva. To the extent that even if there are no children around the table and no guests around the table and the person is all alone, a lonely evening, Shoel et atzmo. Nevertheless, the basic formulation of Shela v'tshuva is a halacha, even though Hu ha-shoel v'hu ha-meshiv. He asks and he answers. Nevertheless, it has to be derech Shela v'tshuva, and that is difference number one. Number two, matchil begnut u'mesayim b'shevach. Chazal say, when we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, matchil begnus u'mesayim b'shevach. And it is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which gnut and which shevach. Both agree that to tell the full story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is not enough to speak about redemption only, because we never would appreciate freedom if we have not known slavery. One cannot appreciate redemption if he hasn't known Golos and the suffering and the pain of Golos. And therefore, in this glorious night, in this magnificent night, we have to remember the Gnut and the Shevach. Machloket Rav v'Shmuel, which Gnus and which Shevach? According to one opinion, the physical Gnut and Shevach. Avadim ayinu v'kodesh boch hu yitzenu l'chirut. According to the other opinion, the spiritual turmoil. Metchila ovdei avodah zara hayu avoteinu v'kirvanu amakom la'avodato. So the second difference according to the Briskarov is chilas yetziat Mitzrayim. We just have to mention yetziat Mitzrayim. Leila seder matchil begnot u'misayim b'shevach. Number three, the Mishnah in Psochim Kuftet Zayin. And this Mishnah is also recited in the Nusach of Agoda Shel Pesach. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kol Shelo Yom Shloish Dvorim Elo, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato. Pesach Matza Maror She'onu Ochlim Al Shum Ma. In the context of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, it is not enough to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We also have to explain the three basic mitzvot that we have in the Seder. Pesach Matzah Umaror She'anu Ochlim. Why is it that we have to eat Pesach Matzah Umaror? So according to the Briskarov, these are the three differences between Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim, in which all three are not required, and Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, which has to be in the above-mentioned fashion. Because this chiddush is not written in the Griz al Rambam, and it is only Torah Shebal Peh, quoted by various Talmidim of the Beskarov, I take the liberty to defer, and I think that all three points made by the Briskarov are not Mena Torah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, and once again in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, seems to indicate that Mena Torah, there is no basic components that we need, at least not the three above mentioned points. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Taseh Mena Torah Reseper Benisim Mena Flois, and from the formulation of the Rambam, it doesn't seem that these three nekudas are min ha-Torah. The Ran already writes on the Mishnah Psochem Kuftet Zayin, that when Chazal say, Kol Shelo Yom Alo Yotze Dechavosoi, the Kavona is, Lo Yotze Yedechoyves Mitzvah Min HaMufcha, not that he didn't, that he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah at all, but it wasn't performed in its proper fashion, Mitzvah Min HaMufcha, but he was Yotze Yedechavosoi. So at least according to the Ran, it seems to be clear that Rabban Gamliel is not min ha-Torah. It is merely mid-Rabbonan, and I think the same applies to the other two. That is what Anshei Knesset HaGdolah understood the most proper way to perform this mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev min ha-Torah. As I said in the past, and as I wrote several times in my sforum, Hagodesh Pesach Minchas Osha. Once again, a Minchas Osha Masechet Pesachim. I think there are three differences, but another three. And it all starts off with the basic assumption that there is a difference between Sipur and Zechira. Just trying to translate the two concepts, what is Sipur and what is Zechira? Sipur is telling a story. Zechira is mentioning. And everybody could understand two different concepts. They are not the same. When you tell a story, by nature, a story demands details. There is no story without details. So, some time ago, not many, many years ago, most of us put children to bed. And when you put a child to bed, sometimes you tell them a story. So, the child says, Tati, Mommy, Daddy, Mom, tell me a story. So the parent says, oh, we were in Eretz Yisrael. The child probably would respond, that's not a story. Oh, so 10 years ago, we decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, and we packed up, and it was very difficult schlepping all the bags, and then 12 o'clock by night, we went to the car, it took an hour to get to the airport, and the plane ride was bumpy, and you were afraid, and we said, Shema Yisrael. That starts to sound like a story. By nature, mentioning is mentioning, and you don't need to get into any details. Telling a story is different. A story always has details. And what type of details? The Rambam writes, and I quoted the Loshon of the Rambam a few moments ago, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph Mechametz HaMatzah Mitzvas Aseh Shel Torah Lesaper Benisim VeNeflois Shenasu LaAvoseinu BeYitziat Mitzrayim. We need to emphasize that the Yitzias Mitzrayim was a miraculous phenomenon. It was not B'Derech HaTeva. In a humorous way, I said in the past, a child goes to a modern school, reform, conservative, or of any other color or shape. And he comes home, and B'Leila Seder, his father says, what did they tell you in school about Yitzias Mitzrayim? And he starts to tell a story. Thousands of years ago, our people were slaves in a distant land, an alien land. It was called Egypt. And the leader of that land was a terrible dictator. He wasn't a liberal. He wasn't very democratic. He didn't appreciate democracy. He was a treacherous dictator. And our people were oppressed for many, many years. And then a charismatic young leader named Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a great speaker, and he was a great communicator, and he brought the people together and gave them hope and organized a rebellion, and the rebellion was successful, and he goes on and on. Every word he said is true. Nothing is sheker. Obviously, Paro was a terrible dictator, and he wasn't a liberal. Obviously, Moshe was an amazing leader, and he did succeed in giving the people hope. But nevertheless, Bitel Mitzvah Saseh, and he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Rambam makes it very clear. The Mitzvah is Lesaper Benisim Venefrois. We must stress that we left Eretz Mitzrayim by miracles, Aseres HaMakas and Kriyas Yamsef, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of the most important Yesodos of Emunah and Betochen, and therefore the entire mitzvah is to stress Nisim V'Neflois, She'osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yetziat Mitzrayim. I also think that because of the nature of Sipur, which by nature, Umbehechler, demands details, that is the reason we find Kolam Arbele Saper Hareze Mishubach, and we do not find that regarding Zechira. Because Zechira is Zechira, mentioning is mentioning, Echod Amarbe v'Echod Amamet, it's the same. But regarding Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal say Kolam Arbele Saper Hareze Mishubach. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Kuf Nun Zayin writes, Shetzivonu L'Saper B'Yetziat Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamesh Osa B'Nisan, Kefit Tzachut L'Shon HaMisaper. So it is clear in the Rambam that basically there is no given formulation. And this proves what I argued before. Matchil begnus, mesayim bishvach, shala v'tshuva. That is midrabbonim. But the Rambam does write in Sefer HaMitzvahs, v'kol ma sheyosif b'mamar v'yarich b'dvarim b'hagdalat ma she'asa lanu Hashem v'ma she'asu imonu ha-mitzvah. It all is part of the mitzvah. Another interesting point that we find in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam that I started quoting just a moment ago, the Rambam includes in the midst of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol sheyosif b'mamar v'yarich b'dvarim u'behodot lo yidbarach al ma shigmalono machasodov yeh yoter tov. So the Rambam includes hodaya in the midst of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is not found in Zechira Yetziat Mitzrayim. So this is number one, the first basic difference. We need to elaborate on the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more the better. We need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to stress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did miracles for Amo Yisrael, and the redemption of Eretz Mitzrayim was miraculous. Lamalo mederach hateva. Number two. There is an interesting diuk in the Loshon of the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs that I quoted before, Kuf Nun Zayin B'mitzvot Aseh, and once again in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam brings the posuk, the source of Mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zuchas Yom Hazeh Sheyotzos Mitzrayim, Kemo Sheneimar Zuchas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. What is the common denominator between the two? And what do they have in common? If you open up a siddur in Ashkenazi Sidurim, at the end of Tefillah Shachas, you will find Shesh Zichirot. In the Sephardi Sidurim, Edot HaMizrach, you will find Eser Zichirot. But there are many mitzvot that are essentially remembering and mentioning. So why doesn't the Rambam say, Zuchas Yom Hazeh Sheyotzos Mitzrayim, Kemo Sheneimar Zuchas Asher Oseh Lecha Amalek, Zuchas Asher Oseh Hashem LeMiriam, or other zechirot? Obviously, the zechirah of Shabbos and the zechirah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, have something in common, which is different than all the other zechirahs. So Rav Meir Simcha Nor Sameach in Perek Zayim Mechom Tzematzah writes that the Rambam means to indicate that what they have in common is kois. You have to say Kiddush Al Kos, you have to say Agod Al Kos, but that is totally unreasonable because the Rambam, in these halachas and in these sources, doesn't go into details of the halachas of Sipri Yetziat Mitzrayim or of Dalet Koisos. The Rambam deals with the basic definition of Sipu Yetziat Mitzrayim. I think that the Rambam's kavon is Beleila Seder, in the midst of Sipu Yetziat Mitzrayim, we need to stress this is the night. This is the night and this is the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And this isn't found only by Shabbos and by Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the other Zechirot, whether it's Maaseh Miriam or Maaseh Amalek, we don't even know when exactly those things happened. The Torah doesn't specify a given date, a given day, or a given night. We just have to remember the Inyan. But it has nothing to do with one specific day of the year. Shabbos is different. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei Thursday night or Moitzei Shabbos or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. The essence of the mitzvah is being mekadosh Yom HaShabbat B'Shabbat. And that applies to Sipri Yetziat Mitzrayim as well. Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim is every day. We do not have to relate to a given date. Sipri Yetziat Mitzrayim is different, and we need to stress this is the night in which we left Eretz Mitzrayim. And that is the kavon of the Rambam, Kamo Sheneimar Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Where are we mekayim this halacha in the nusach of Hagodah Shel Pesach? Do we? Well, I think so. Because the children ask, Manashtanu alaylos and makol alaylos. So it would seem to be obvious that when we respond, Shebakol alaylos, when we respond, Avodom ayinu, v'kodesh bochu etzenu alcheres, It is quite evident that our intention is to explain that is why this night is different. Because if we do not mean to say this is the night, then the children will ask once again, Abba, you didn't listen to my question. Because you still didn't explain why is this night different than all other nights of the year. Why didn't we do the same yesterday night? Why won't we be doing the same tomorrow night? So it is quite obvious that if your children ask, Manashtana walaylo hazeh, our response relates to halayla hazeh. Number three. Brochas tesvo v'medalatas ha-machlokis in the Gemara, rather in the Mishnah, the B'yosei, the Behuda, regarding Kriya Shema and all other mitzvot shebedibur. האם די בכך שמוציא בשפתיו או צריך להשמיע לאוזניו? It is enough that you formulate the words in your mouth, with your lips, or you need to say whatever you need to say, and it has to be audible. You have to be able to hear what you say. להלוכה קיימלן. The halacha is in Or HaChaim Siman Samech. Tzarich lotzi b'svatav, ein tzarich lahashmiya l'oznav. It is enough that you formulate, verbalize with your mouth. It does not have to be audible. I think Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is an exception. Based on an interesting argumentation between the Prima Godim and Reb Shloime Kluger, two of the greatest Gedolim 200 years ago. So the Prima Godim and Tofai and Dalet Nor HaChaim writes that according to Ravina, Ravina maintains a Brochas Tavchof, Kol HaTorah Kula Hirhur Kedibur Dami. You don't even have to say with your mouth, Machsheves Halev, formulating the words in your heart would be enough, would be sufficient. So the Prima Godim says, according to Ravina, the same rule applies to Sepi Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would be no different than Kriya Shema or Berchas HaTorah, Berchas HaMozon or Tefillah. However, Reb Shloime Kluger argues, Hirur kidibur, yes, aval hirur eineno kisipur. Because what you think in your heart cannot be defined as sipur. Telling a story, if it's not audible, then it's not storytelling. You could tell a story even if no one is listening. But it has to be ra'ui lihishama. And if it isn't audible at all, could be defined as dibur, cannot be defined as sipur, and therefore, regarding Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, tzarich lashmiya l'ozna, tzarich lotzi b'svatav. And I argue, according to the same argument, it isn't even enough shumotzi b'svatav, ela tzarich lashmiya l'oznav. If it isn't audible, cannot be understood or defined as Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is there any other exception? Yes. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Tov Reish Pei Tet, Mikra Megillah is an exception. And even though regarding all other halachas, one does not have to be mashmiya l'oznav, it is sufficient im hu motzi b'sfatav, persu menisei shana. And because Mikra Megillah is all about Pesu Menisa, Tzarich Lashmiya L'oznav. And my argument is, Kal V'choymer HaDvorim, regarding the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. If he's not Mashmiya L'oznav, cannot be defined as a story. So these are the three, maybe the three, as formulated in today's shir, could be split into four or five, but these are the various different halachas in which there is a difference between the mitzvah of Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, and these differences are min ha-Torah. They are essentially the basic definition of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim and why it stands apart from Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim and many other mitzvot shebedibur. In the past, we mentioned that the famous story, one of the most beloved passages in Agodah Shel Pesach, When Chazal describe that magnificent Seder in which all the greatest Gedolim of the generation of the Tanoim, Chachmei HaMishnah, were sitting together, V'hayu Mesaprim B'Yetziat Mitzrayim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Hoshua, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, according to the passage we say in the Agoda, Hayu Oskim B'Yetziat Mitzrayim, in the Tosefta, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, we find Hayu Oskim B'Lchot HaPesach. The Gaon strikes out L'Lchot HaPesach, and he writes the Nosach Yetziat Mitzrayim. However, in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch, we found both. Tzarich Lasok B'Yetzias Mitzrayim U'B'Hilchas HaPesach Ad Shetachtafen Oshina. According to today's Shia, it is quite obvious that you cannot be Yoytze the Mitzvah unless you tell the story and stress the miracles. So why Hilchot HaPesach? Could a person be Yoytze with Hilchot HaPesach? So it is said in the name of the Biskarov, yes, this Tosefta, this Braisa, proves that Hilchot HaPesach is sufficient to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because otherwise, how would they tell Hilchot HaPesach? It is also in the Haggadah our response to the Chochem, Af Ato Amoiloi Hilchas HaPesach, Eim Eftir Nachal HaPesach Afikoman. So in Pashtus it seems to be quite obvious that it is legitimate and even the right thing to do to learn Hilchas HaPesach in the night of the Seder. How does that fit in to the Rambam, Mitzvah Taseh Min HaTorah, L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflois? What I think is clear is that to be Yoytzi Yedei Choivo, you must tell miracles. However, within the context of Kol HaMarbe L'Saper Reize Mishubach, Hilchas HaPesach is also good. You don't have to spend the entire night only with Nisim V'Neflois. In the Haggadah, we find many passages that aren't Nisim V'Neflois. Halel, Hodaya, the story of the great Tanoim, what they did, Limudim, Dikdukei Mikraot. So obviously only a small portion of the Haggadah deals directly with miracles, and Chazal don't go into details of miracles. One could assume that in days of yore, once upon a time, besides reciting and saying the Haggadah, they also related miracles. And in my Haggadah, Haggadah Shel Pesach Minchas Osher, in the Hebrew version, there is a section called Shari Sipur, which is a compilation of Divrei Chazal, Midrashi Chazal, many miracles that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, it is clear to me that besides telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the miracles that were performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, anything associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim, even in a remote way, in an indirect way, is included in Kol HaMarbe L'Saper Harei Ze Mishubach. We have hundreds of different Haggadahs, maybe even more than that. Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod, Halacha, Pilpul, and all that stuff was said by Gedoyli Yisroel, Beleila Seda. So it is quite obvious that part of Kol HaMarbe L'Saper is also Halacha, Pilpul, Drash, even though the basic requirement to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, as we explained today, Nisim V'Neflois Shenasu L'Avoteinu. In Haggadah Shel Pesach Minchas Osher, I wrote a nice vort, which definitely isn't pshat, but it is part of Kol HaMarbe L'Saper. So why did the Tanoim prefer to be Yosek in Hilchas HaPesach? Why didn't they spend the entire night in the more basic part of the mitzvah, Nisim V'Neflaot? And what did they actually do? Because in the Haggadah we say, Hayu Oskim B'Yetziat Mitzrayim, and in Tosefta it is said that Hayu Oskim B'Hilchot HaPesach. So I said and I wrote this. Who was sitting at that magnificent night? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Comes 5 minutes to 12, and Rabbi Elazar is glancing at his watch every few moments. Rabbi Kiva asks him, "You seem to be edgy. Why have you become nervous? Why are you looking at your watch every minute?" Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explains, "The mitzvah of Sipiyat Yisrael is only till Chatzos, just like the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach. It's a few minutes before Chatzos. As Chatzos comes, I'm going to say goodbye because it's Bittul Torah. I'm in the middle of Bava Metzia, of Eizer Neshech, of Shlaim Ochsen, and I'm going to learn." Rabbi Kiva says, "What are you talking about? The mitzvah of Sipiyat Yisrael is Adar Lo Yisashachar." Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responds, "My dear friend Akiva, have you forgotten my name is Elazar ben Azariah? And at the end of Masechet Pesachim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Achilles HaPesach Ad Chatzos. I'm aware that you are the great rabbi, Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, and Rabbi Kiva says in that same sugya that the mitzvah is Ad Alois HaShachar, but my opinion is Ad Chatzos, so in a few minutes, I'm going to say goodbye." One of the Talmidim came up with a spark of genius, a great idea and a great chiddush, because it would be sad that this glorious assembly, the Gedoyle Hador, are sitting together. Chaval shetitpared hachavila. So somebody came up with a marvelous idea. Till Chatzos, they will tell stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Chatzos till Alois HaShachar, they should learn Hilchos HaPesach. It's not any different than Eizer Neshech, or Shnayim Ochsen. It is Torah, it is Halachos. So till Chatzos, they all sat together, v'hayu oskim b'yetzias Mitzrayim. Chatzos laila, they closed the Ragodes, they opened the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, and they were learning Hilchos HaPesach, ad shebo talmideihem v'amru rabbeinu, ugi hazman kriyas shema shel shacharis. Chassidus Sforim explained, "Higi hazman kriya shema shel shacharis," because the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalat Or Malchut Shamayim. And when those great Tanuim told the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even the smallest Talmud felt in his heart, "Time has come to be Mekabel Or Malchut Shamayim." Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is about two basic things: Emunah in Bitochen, as the Ramban explains at the end of Parshas Bo, and Kabbalas Or Malchus Shamayim. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodeihem asher hoitzeisi yoisam miyeretz Mitzrayim. Rashi writes, "Al menat ken hotzeitichem miyeretz Mitzrayim shetekablu malchuti aleichem." That is the essence of Avdus. An Eved has a duty. Has a duty to fulfill. An Eved must serve. That is the essence of Avdus. Al menat ken hotzeiticha miyeretz Mitzrayim shetekablu malchuti aleichem. We haven't left Eretz Mitzrayim to be free people. We left Eretz Mitzrayim to substitute Avdus for Bosav Adam to Avdus for Melech Malchem Lochem HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We never wanted to be free. We wanted to throw off our necks the yoke of Paroi and to be Avodim to Melech Malchem Lochem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to our Father in Heaven. That is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim avodehem asher etzeis yoisam miyeretz Mitzrayim. But being an Eved is not only performing the mitzvahs. Being an Eved, and an Eved to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, is Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Emunah, and the basic recognition that even when we suffer, v'yodatum levovecho, ki ka'asher yaser shet beno, Hashem elokecho miyasrako. This pasuk speaks about being children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as I quoted many times in the past from the Zohar and Parshas Bahar, bonem lemokam and avodem lemokam are not Tarte de Satre. They are not contradictious. They are two sides of the same coin. They enhance each other. Before performing any mitzvah, Hasidim say L'Shem Yichud, and we take upon ourselves to do this mitzvah ba'ahava uviyiro, the Zohar says, Dechilu urechimu. Ahavo viyiro, yiro va'ahavo, are two darkei avoida, and they both are incumbent upon us. So the Zohar explains, we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we are His children and He is our Father. We have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He is our Master and we are His servants. And therefore we are Avodim, we are Bonim, we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim are entitled to question their father's motives and to ask for explanations. Avodim aren't. And many times when we dealt with the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak, I explained, and I wrote this in Minchas Osho Sichas Al HaTorah, Atu Yodati Ki Yarei Elokim Ato. Avraham Avinu was the paradigm of Ahava. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shuvah. The Novi Yeshayo calls Avraham Avinu Avraham Ohavi. And nobody reached the heights of Ahavas Hashem more than Avraham Avinu. The test, the nesoyin of the Akedah was, Haim raglei ha'ohava yitcheku et raglei ha'yir'ah. Kodesh Bohu tells Avraham Avinu, Kachas bin chosi yechitcho haleo sham liyoylo, I want you to sacrifice your son. What a strange request. A son is entitled to ask, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, this is a command, and Avraham obeys. He doesn't question, he doesn't ask. That is a sublime and supreme expression of Avdus, of Yiro. Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav, they didn't question, they didn't inquire, they didn't ask for explanations. And that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, you passed the test. Atu yodati ki yarei Elokim ato, and your yira is just as immense as your ahava. We've gone through this terrible golus, not with the strength of our answers, but with emunah, with betochen, without questioning. My father should be Marech Yom HaVishonim Ad Me'a Ve'esim Ad Bias HaMoshiach, was together with the great Klosenberg Rebbe in the darkest days that our people have known in the Holocaust. And as a child and many times since, I heard this amazing story from my father. It was a month or two before Pesach, and the Klosenberg Rebbe was worried, where will we get matzahs? A miracle of miracles, Allied bombers bombed a German train, and a great deal of grain was dispersed on the field. And the Jews, coming back from their terrible work every day, brought a few kernels of grain into the camp. And at Pesach, they took rocks, crushed those kernels, took some water, made a dough, put on a fire, and baked matzahs. I very much doubt that those matzahs would get the heksha of the Eidah Haredit in Yerushalayim, but there is no doubt in my mind that those matzahs were as precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as any matzahs we have ever eaten. So there they were. Begay Tzalmoves. In the depths, in the valley of death, probably in a situation that was as terrible as Golas Mitzrayim, if not worse. And they rejoice in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Could anybody explain this unbelievable phenomenon? That is the Dveikus of Bnei Yisrael in their mitzvahs, in their Torah. Beyond doubt, above questioning. This is our duty. This is what we have to do. About 20 years ago, we probably all remember a terrible Leil Seder, when a terrorist triggered a bomb in Malone Park, in the Park Hotel in Netanya. I think 26 Jews were murdered or killed on the spot, and more than 100 were injured, rushed to the hospitals. That was the end of their Seder in that terrible night. And the other day in the morning, I had to speak. And there were hundreds of people that came to the drush. Nobody asked questions, but the questions were there. They were hovering in the air, they were blowing in the wind, you couldn't ignore. And what I said was a story. A story that we find in Shalos HaTshuvos Memamakim from the late and great Rav Hagaon Rav Ephraim Oshri. I think the Torah story is also told in the Kovno diary, Kovno Ghetto diary. In the Kovno Ghetto, there was one Chosid, Moshe Goldkorn. And Rav Ephraim Oshri tells the story. In the middle of the Seder, somebody knocks on his door. He opens the door, and there is Moshe Goldkorn, battered and bruised, hurt and broken, his mouth oozing blood. Rav Oshri was shocked, and he asked Rav Moshe what happened. And Moshe Goldkorn says, Chob HaShaila, I have a Shaila. I can just imagine what went through Rav Oshri's mind and heart at that split second. He probably thought to himself, Oy vey, what is Moshe Goldkorn's Shaila? Probably he wants to know, Tzadik v'raloi, Rosh v'toivloi, why do I deserve this? I was trying to be mekayim mitzvahs matzah. Moshe Goldkorn told him the story. He was in the middle of baking matzahs, and a Nazi found him and almost killed him, broke his bones, broke his teeth, bloodied and bruised. But that was not Moshe Goldkorn's Shaila. His Shaila was an amazing one. I'm a chosid, Moshe Goldkorn said, and I never ate shuriyah, I never ate gebrots. But right now he broke my teeth, I can't chew. So what's the halacha? What am I supposed to do? Should I eat gebrots? Or should I forego the mitzvah of matzah in order not to violate minigavos? When I read that Shaila, tears were running down my cheeks. Maybe some of you will want to know what was the tshuva, what's the psak. No, it's not really that interesting. I think the shaila is far more important than the tshuva. Because it is with shailas like these that we survived and prevailed this long and terrible golus. Not the answers. Not always do we have answers. Who could understand the Darkei Hashem? Some things are beyond our understanding. It is with shailas like Moshe Goldkorn's shaila on that fateful night that we prevailed. What is it that we have to do? What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us? Not what we expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the spirit of Pesach. That is what Avdei Hashem do, and that is what Avdus really means. Emuna Pshuta B'tochen Sholem Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Yerotzum, we should be Zoicha Lekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Yerotzum, we should be Zoicha Ki Meitzeischa Meyeretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. We should once again witness Nisim V'Neflois V'Biaz Goel Tzedek Moshiach Tzedkeinu and Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mheiro V'Yomeinu Amen.